and welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great things coming up today as we get to music from Of Montreal. One of several new releases out this week comes from the Athens, Georgia-based band Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? That's the name of the latest release from Kevin Barnes and Company, and as chance would have it, tonight also sees them playing Out on the Street. It's Music on Main at Park City's and Sundance Film Festival. We'll get to music from Of Montreal. Brand new stuff from them today on the show. Speaking of albums out this week, also music from Menomina. The very interesting new album from the Portland-based trio is Friend and Foe. It marks their debut for the Bar Souk label. Get to music from that band as well. Also, David Vanderville, the young singer-songwriter who's getting a lot of attention for his debut release out this week for its T-Rex and Bowie leanings. It's called the Moon Station House Band. David Vanderville on the way. And something brand new from Yoko Ono. That's right, Yoko Ono has a new release on the way entitled Yes, I'm a Witch, and features her teaming up with several indie rock folks, including Cat Power, Apples and Stereo, Polyphonic Spree, and more. Get to a tune from that one as well. All that music coming up. Stay tuned. Also get to more new music from The Shins from the Wincing the Night Away release out this week, as well as Aqueduct, the band set to release their second album, and Of Montreal, as I said. No telling where Kevin Barnes is coming from these days. He seems to have left the planet a couple of albums back, but definitely taking pop music in some unexplored territory. Kind of an odd mix of 60s kinks and 80s synth pop with a little bit of Prince funk thrown in on this new one. We'll get to music from Of Montreal today on the show. Kick it off with music from Evangelicals out of Oklahoma from last year's debut. This is called Diving. We'll be right back. Back in house now today, music from Of Montreal. The new album is out this week. It's Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? They're also playing on Main Street in Park City tonight as part of the Sundance Film Fest, one of the rare events surrounding that festival that's open to the public, as a matter of fact. And then they'll be embarking on a tour beginning in L.A. tomorrow. Of Montreal, new music from Athens, Georgia. And Menomina out of Portland, Friend and Foe, also out this week. We'll hear from both of those new albums, among other things, coming up. Well, one of the things that's been marked in the early part of this year, 2007, is the reemergence of the Apples in Stereo. Of a new release out February 6th, their first in 5 years, also appearing on Yoko Ono's new solo release, also out on the 6th of February, and actually played the Park City over the weekend, Apples in Stereo. We'll start this set off with something a bit older from them, going back to the late 90s. This is Silvery Light of a Dream.
Signs you will see, silvery lines.
Brand new stuff there from Aqueduct, the second album, or Give Me Death, out this week. As You Wish is the name of that tune. And Apples and Stereo going back to the late 90s, 98's Tone Soul Evolution and Silvery Light of a Dream. From that album from Apples and Stereo, they, along with Of Montreal, probably two of the only bands, just about the only bands still around, with formal connections to the Elephant Six movement that went on in the 90s, much of it based in Athens, Georgia, where Of Montreal hails from. This is new music from a singer-songwriter named David Vanderveld. Young guy, but getting a lot of attention for the debut release that he's just put out called the Moon Station House Band. Names like T-Rex, David Bowie come up when talking about David Vanderveld. This is called Wisdom from a Tree.
That is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here.
Something put out in the late 90s can be called a classic. That's certainly among those. In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, the title track from the album out in 1998 from Neutral Milk Hotel. And David Vanderveld right before, Wisdom from a Tree from the Moon Station House Band. That singer-songwriter from Chicago, as I said, that debut release out this week and getting a lot of attention. And yet another artist who has played Park City this week is David Vanderveld. You're in-house, and for more of us, more content, you can find us online. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com, where you'll find a lot of MP3 downloads, both from albums as well as live in-studio recordings, also photos, links, and more. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? That's the new release from Of Montreal. The band also happens to be playing Park City tonight. We hear music from them when we return in-house. Now today, taking a listen to Of Montreal, the band, who are actually from Athens, Georgia, despite their name, have released about somewhere along the lines of 11 full-length albums in the past 10 years or so. It's the brainchild by Kevin Barnes. He's the man that kind of drives the whole thing, and it's his vision that comes to fruition through the music, and it's often, at least for the past four or so albums, have just been so complex and all over the place. It's amazing that he's able to be as prolific as he is. But the new album out this week is Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? As complex as the title would suggest, and apparently it's a kind of a big long story for the inspiration behind a lot of these songs, but the gist of it is Barnes moved to Norway with his wife so they could have their child there, and he fell into a deep depression, and anyway, a lot of these songs came out of that from Kevin Barnes and company. Interesting elements mixing, as I said, kind of 60s kinks with 80s synth pop. And some funk in here, too, if you look in the right places. We start our look with this one. This is called Groenlandic Edit.
In my
Music from Of Montreal, Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer out this week. She's a Rejector is this tune right before Grönlandic Edit. The point has been made that previously, most of Montreal's output, Kevin Barnes' songwriting, have kind of been slice of life pieces, telling little stories about characters. Well, he's the main character and perhaps the only character in this new album, and it's funny what relationships can do to a previously confident person, I guess you'd say. Definitely working out issues and working his way out of a funk on this new release. But there are also some moments of actual funk, including this tune, which, as I said, Kevin Barnes seems to have left Planet Earth a couple of albums back. No telling where he's taking it with this one, a tune called Fabergé Falls for Shuggie.
Thank you.
Music from Seattle's Crystal Skulls, Baby Boy is the tune from their last release, and of Montreal, the last of three songs from that band from Athens, Georgia. They're playing Park City tonight as part of the Music on Main surrounding the Sundance Film Fest, and Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer, was out this week. Fabergé Falls for Shuggie, interesting tune. Complex tune to say the least, and that pretty much sums up the album. It's definitely a complex listen, but ultimately, very rewarding stuff from Kevin Barnes and of Montreal. You're in house. Of course, underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefali Brewing here in Pocatello, offering up fresh food from their full-service kitchen, also beer from the brew pub, and live music on stage. This weekend kicks off tomorrow night with the blues and jazz strains of Swing Shift. Saturday night at Swifter Currents. Both shows starting off at 9 p.m., 615 South First Avenue, right here in town. Stick with us. Music from Yoko Ono, brand new stuff from her to get to when we come back in house. Back now with something that could be an oddity anyway. Yoko Ono, a new release coming out from her February 6th. I don't know off the top of my head the date of her last effort, but I would assume it's been a while, maybe 20 years at least. But Yes, I'm a Witch is the upcoming album from Ono. Finds her joined by a lot of folks helping her out. The Apples and Stereo are here, Cat Power, the Sleepy Jackson, and this one she does with the Polyphonic Spree version of the tune You and I.
Oh,
Another new one from The Shins, Sleeping Lessons, is how Wincing the Night Away opens. Of course, that new album out this week. And Yoko Ono with the Polyphonic Spree, You and I version of that Ono tune from Yes, I'm a Witch. It's out the 6th of February on the Astroworks label. And I guess to be more specific, it's not exactly brand new material from Ono, but it is songs she has recorded, given treatments by different acts, the Polyphonic Spree joining her on that particular tune. Well, from one Portland band in The Shins to another, Menomina released a very fine album out this week. It's their third. It's called Friend and Foe, and we heard from Of Montreal, speaking of rewarding but complex stuff. Menomina's release can at times be that way, too. We take a listen to a couple from the new album from Menomina, starting with this tune called Wet and Rusting.
It's hard to take. Without boundaries.
close it out today with music from the band Young Galaxy. These guys out of the very vibrant Montreal scene. Swing Your Heartache is this tune from an EP that came out late last year. They've got a full length out on Arts and Crafts coming in March. Young Galaxy, and right before Menomina, Wet and Rusting from Friend and Foe, the album out this week. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. We'll be spotlighting Ron Sexsmith making a rare appearance in Salt Lake City this Saturday with a listen to his new album, Time Being. That and more tomorrow on the show. The world is next.
To die could very well involve risking your life despite the contradictions that these words imply.